One of the most highlighted ambitions for the 2016 session did not come to pass, and that's a long-term plan to clean up Iowa's rivers and streams.
Iowans who want clean water will have to wait another year.
That's top minority Democrat in the House, Mark Smith of Marshalltown. Senate Democrats offered ideas but not a bill. Both parties vow to try again next year, though the chasm between Democrats and Republicans remains vast. Other parts of the governor's agenda fared better. In January, the governor and the Chief Justice of the Iowa Supreme Court urged lawmakers to address racial disparities in Iowa prisons. Lawmakers passed a bill scaling back penalties for robbery and nonviolent drug offenses, which analysts say will benefit African Americans. Sioux City Democrat David Dawson says usually lawmakers lengthen prison sentences.
This is the first time in 4 years that I have served that we've done any criminal justice reform that actually reduces penalties in a significant way for felons.
Lawmakers also agreed to keep the names of juvenile offenders confidential, another priority of the NAACP. The governor's Medicaid modernization program got launched despite lawmakers' concerns. So what else is left for next session? Crumbling state buildings, for one. Lawmakers did not approve upgrades for parts of the Capitol complex, while the Regents universities did get money for their building needs. Des Moines Democrat Matt McCoy warns there may be no more fancy new campus buildings as long as the governor insists on not borrowing money for infrastructure.
So I'm putting the word out today that if I'm chair of this committee next year, any future appropriations for Regents is going to be zero until we address these critical buildings.
On another last-minute budget item, it remains to be seen whether there will be layoffs at the Department of Transportation with resulting shutdowns of maintenance garages and other interruptions. Lawmakers gave the DOT only half of the $10 million they asked for to cover bargained raises for employees. Transportation budget writer Aurelia Republican Dan Huseman isn't too worried.
We'll see what they do. I mean, we're giving them half. Are they going to go out now and lay off half? I don't think so, but there's always a threat.
It's clear those budget fights will persist through the fall election and into next year. In another signature move by Republicans this year, a nearly $100 million tax cut package, primarily for small businesses, was approved. Democrats argued that cut into funds for education and other priorities. Republican House Speaker Linda Upmeyer says look for more of that in the future.
Finally, we should change the conversation about how much we are allowed to spend to how much we should spend.
Another guarantee, abortion opponents will continue their fight against Planned Parenthood. Led by Democrats, lawmakers defeated an effort to cut off all government funds for the abortion provider. As part of that compromise, the tax credit for adoptive families will be doubled. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.